Hey everybody, welcome to a new Quick Shot episode by On the Rocks. This is your host Kyle, and joining me today are Dave and Amy. In this series, we take closer looks at topics in the news sent in from listeners or ones just bouncing around in the backs of our minds. Tonight's topic is going to be one that hasn't bounced around in the backs of our minds for at least a year. It might be two. We didn't do one last year, but we have done one in the past. Tonight's episode is going to be our 2023 turkeys, which are our least favorite things that we experienced this year, from video games, books, movies, television, you name it. I didn't put news stuff in mind because that's a little too crazy and there's too numerous. But yeah, we're just going to go around and talk about some bad things before we talk about some good things in a few weeks when we do our end of the year awards. So, Dave, you want to start? I don't know how many stuff are you coming in
to this episode? I don't actually have that much.
I was gonna say, I mentioned that you've been talking about this year as being like the year, and so I was like, Dave's gonna come into this nothing.
I'll just do my piece then. I think this has literally been the greatest year, potentially for video games, but also for movies. There's been bangers in both regards.
Really?
So I don't have too many turkeys. I have a couple. I'll state them right now.
Don't blow your load too soon. We're going to go, round robin.
Then I'll do a movie. I'm going to do a movie slash a statement. Ant-Man 3. So Ant-Man Quantumania. Ant-Man the Wasp Quantumania.
Yeah.
That movie blows. It was not great. I think
I didn't even know there was a third one.
Yeah, it was not good. Paul Rudd is good, as he kind of always is. And Jonathan Majors was like a very good king, like a good villain. But the rest of the movie is a lot of lazy CGI garbage.
The CGI is surprisingly not very good.
Yeah. There's some interesting bits, but like it doesn't. They don't play with like the Ant-Man-ness of like him being like he can like be human size or huge or small.
Well, it's because he's always in this weird quantum.
He's always in the quantum realm, which is like different from each movie. They build up Jonathan Majors as King the Conqueror, and he's like the worst of the kings. And then like he gets beaten like fairly easily, it seems like. They don't really establish King as a truly like dominant villain.
But it's one of those things where now that the multiverse has been discovered, it's like, was he beaten?
But he was beaten. It's just now there's other kings, but it's like they built him up as the king that the other kings were afraid of. Yeah. And that's why he's like trapped in this prison. And then they just kind of dispatch with him so easily. It's like, so why are these other kings a threat?
Did you watch Loki enough to get to the Kang stuff?
I haven't even started it.
Okay, because that's the only thing that would make me kind of like, I still have some curiosity with Loki. I think the idea is cool.
So do I.
But I guess
the general state of the MCU, though. I want to say that other turkey.
I want to say that Jonathan Majors as Kang started in Loki. Maybe
he did the first season.
Cool.
The general state of the MCU, I think, is also not in a great place. Guardians of the Galaxy 3 I thought was really good. Actually, I really like the Marvels, which I know a lot of people
really
do not, and I think they're crazy.
Did I just say don't blow your load?
No, but these are good things. But I think like the MCU TV shows, and it seems like they're kind of flailing with how they want to do things.
Yeah.
Like Marvels, like after Endgame, they may be shooting. But I like Shang-Chi. I mean, but it's just like there's a lot more misses now than hits, in my opinion.
Everyone really liked the, whatchamacallit?
The Eternals?
Vision. That WandaVision great movie was cool. But
I've still only seen Endgame.
Yeah. WandaVision was a post-Endgame show. But we're talking about bad things. Yeah. Amy.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Bring down this.
Give us your garbage.
Positivity.
I didn't think I'd have many, but it turns out. I hated everything this year. I'm just going to start with the one I watched today. And I think the theme of this is like things I thought I was going to like a lot and then was just very disappointed because I watched Haunted Mansion today.
That's what episode's about.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
And we've talked about this. Anyone who's listened to the Disney World episode knows that, like, more than Disney movies, I want to live somewhere near Disney. I love Disney World more than Disney movies. And Haunted Mansion is my favorite ride of all time since I was
you
like...
You love Disney World more than Disney movies?
100%.
Whoa.
Oh, there's a lot of people like that, Kyle.
I am... This is a fun factoid. I went to school for a couple years online to become a travel agent to work as a Disney travel agent.
Oh, why?
Because I love Disney that much. Yeah, I got pregnant. But Haunted Mansion's my favorite ride since I was six. And everyone talked about how this was going to be actually based on the ride. And it is. My husband understood nothing from the movie. And every 2 seconds I'd be like, that's just like the ride. The problem is that it's a really bad movie. And it's just bad.
And so does that mean
random
the ride
set of characters
is actually really bad?
No, the ride is fantastic. I can recite the entire narration that the guy who talks in the speaker, I can recite that entire thing, which they did in the movie, and I did it with the person who says it in the movie, and it was the most annoying thing to my husband.
But, I do this a lot when I hear that something that I really like is being turned into something else, whether it's a movie being turned into a book or a game or a book being turned into a movie. Did you have your own idea of what to expect with the movie and it was just nothing like that? Or did you go?
I really didn't, because there's really one character in the ride that you get to know specifically at all. And it's just the guy who's talking in your ear and you don't even see him.
Yeah.
On the ride, and it's kind of nice because it's like it's a little personal. He only talks in your Doom buggy, and it's cool. But they made a whole story out of it, which was cool. The other thing, it was a completely random set of actors to be in this.
Actors or characters,
like the ones that they actors. Chose.
Because I feel like the cast is pretty stacked.
Yeah, I'll say. So did you not like the cast? Like, what happened?
Or did
like,
you just not know who the actors
was
were?
Fine, I knew who the actors were. I just didn't understand the point, and I think it's just because I think it was made into like a very detailed story to the point where the main villain of the movie is literally just a character from the ride. He's only in the California ride right now. He's coming to the Florida one in December. And he's in it for two seconds, and then he's gone. But he's the main villain in this film, and he was played by Jared Leto, which was an interesting choice.
You love Jared Leto, don't you?
I love Jared Leto. I do, which I usually don't like problematic, weird people.
He's the most problematic and the most weird.
But then it's Jared Leto.
Then I look at his face. And his character is entirely CGI, pretty much. But, going back to when he was living, obviously he is in all the pictures and stuff, but I don't know. I didn't think it was very good. I enjoyed the references. I enjoyed that I understood all the references.
Yeah.
But it was not good. Jamie Lee Curtis was pretty good, but
as always.
I thought they did a little too much. And I thought she was just a little too random.
Do you think that there is a potential for a good Haunted Mansion movie or not really? No, it's just a weird idea that
I've heard a lot of people say that Eddie Murphy Haunted Mansion is better than this movie, which hurts my heart. And
but is that licensed after the ride too?
Sort of. They have characters from the ride, and Eddie Murphy is dressed like a cast member who would work on the ride.
That's cool.
So yeah, quite a bit. But
you should watch that. Compare and contrast.
Yeah. But do I think they can make a Haunted Mansion that works? Yeah, but I don't think Disney should do it.
Weird.
Disney tried to make it scary, though. which cool. I was a little impressed with. I was like, hey, like, guys.
Disney scary?
Yeah, well, it was, I mean, there were parts that, got me. A couple jump scares where I was like, that was clever. I like that a little bit. But nice. It was just bad. And that made me kind of sad. Aww. But I also had a feeling I wasn't going to like it because I hold it to a pretty high, like, I should direct it.
Yeah.
Me.
You.
But, that was my first one. What about you, Kyle?
So my list is, I have five kind of points, but they're all in pairs just because I had so many. And I found that they could be grouped up pretty easily, which is kind of cool. But the first one, and I gave them Dave style award names. And so the first grouping, the first pairing is the Woof What Happened category, and it's for Redfall and Atomic Heart. We've talked about these games before.
Oh, okay.
In the past.
We're going to talk about Redfall as well and Atomic Hearts.
I mean, I've talked about these games to death, but they're just, as far they're as Woof What Happened, I feel like Redfall, both of them just make really mind-boggling gameplay choices. And I think, and for the most part, I think people do kind of like Atomic Heart. I just couldn't get past it is a beautiful game. It might still be the best looking game I've played all year. I just couldn't get past the main character and
that part.
The lack of ammo and stuff was a little strange. And I don't know. I just was looking forward to both games very much, and Redfall was, even playing multiplayer, which usually alleviates some of the shortcomings of games.
Dude, multiplayer can't even fix that game. To play.
Yeah, it's so broken feeling, and not even. We played it when it first came out, and we felt that way. We've played it months since, and it still is just like the same, and it's horrid. So
it just sucks. It's not fun.
And both of those games were games that were just Game Pass for day one, baby. We got these games. Mm-hmm. And
it's like, these are gonna be big hits, and then so I'll continue, because my next point was Redfall / Atomic Hearts. Mm-hmm. As well.
Was
those
it?
Were my two biggest. Atomic Heart's not as much, because I didn't go into that one as excited. I was like, oh, that looks pretty good.
Yeah.
And I'm kind of excited to play it, and I wanted to play it, and then I was like, oh, this main character sucks. I didn't like it. Yeah, the gameplay was not as fun as it could be. Looked great. Trailered very well.
Yeah.
Redfall, though, was a game by Arkane, who made Dishonored, 1 and 2, which I very much enjoyed both. They made Prey, which a lot of people liked, which I'm not as hot on. But they made Deathloop, who some people might say is the best game of 2021.
Not you.
No, definitely thankfully, not me. Thankfully. I definitely didn't give it the Rockies best of 2021.
I don't think you did.
I did.
Did you? No, I don't think you did.
I did.
I was really worried you were going to. Really? Have we talked about this? I think we talked about this.
Yes, we have. I gave it to Deathloop. I enjoyed the hell out of that game. I actually have it on my Series S right now, because I haven't played it on there, and maybe I can 100% it again. And I think it's also on streaming, so I can play it through streaming and play it on the Steam Deck. But anyway, really enjoyed a lot of their games. Even Prey, like, even though I didn't have the best time with it, had some really cool ideas and some fun gameplay loops, and I beat it. But Redfall is nothing like any of those games.
Yeah,
it is horrid.
Yeah.
From the boring, just like opening intro, where it's just like not even animated cutscenes, it's like still pictures that they just talk over, to listless enemy AI, to terrible objectives where you just go... A boring world, nothing happens in it. What a mess. What a mess.
Yeah.
Like, and I think they really chose... I still kind of want to play it and beat it, just so I can say I've done it. But, like, Oh, it's so bad. It's yeah. so bad.
Yeah.
And I was looking forward to that one quite a bit, and just what a mess.
Yeah.
From a developer that has a very solid track record. So, oof. Yeah. Oof.
Oof. I know about it. Amy.
I'll go with, no, it's not really, these two, I had two examples, but I need to learn to stay away from games that I really just do not have an attachment to before I even buy them. Mm-hmm. Like, why did I buy Star Wars this year?
I thought I would enjoy it. It's Soulsy.
Because it's good.
I played like an
terrible
hour
taste.
Or two. And I stopped. And
arguably, then, that hour of the game might be some of the best of that game. The opening
great
of the game
then
is awesome.
Then I did all
I
the
think
good parts.
I think, right?
Fabulous. I might as well have just played the whole game then.
Yeah.
Is what you're saying, right?
Pretty much.
Okay. And the other one was Resident Evil 4.
Wait, why are you shooting your load? Do you have?
I'm not. I said okay. this was a topic.
Okay.
Of me buying games that I need to just do some research before I start buying games.
I feel like as far as Redfall and Atomic Heart, we didn't buy those games.
I did not buy those.
We didn't buy those either. Yeah, but when you buy a game, it definitely is just
it sucks. Ugh. But Resident Evil 4, I should have liked it. I wanted to love it, but Resident Evil was one I just never thought about once I played it once or twice. And that made me not want to play it.
Huh. I feel like you're
both those games are in my top 10.
Your
love that.
how you handled the demo, I think, should have been a good indication of how you were going to like the.
Yeah, but I wanted to give it a shot.
Yeah.
And but then I think about it and I'm like, I played Resident Evil 4 exactly how I played Resident Evil 7. I loved 8 for whatever reason. I loved Village. Yeah. I like
8 is more
watching
of an
people play
game.
7.
I think that 4, Resident Evil 4 and Alan Wake give off the same vibes of just like they're so atmospheric and grim that it's like you gotta psych yourself up to get into that universe. And
I guess
that's why I'm like doing the same thing with Alan Wake 2 right now. Like I'm feeling the same way about Alan Wake
did
as you feel about
it?
Resident Evil 4. No, I haven't picked it up since I played it like a few weeks ago. I'm like, I'm trying
neither
to distract myself with other things.
Neither is my Kyle.
Really? Oh no.
All Kyles are wrong. That's all I'm getting from this conversation.
I think once I finish the game that I'm working on right now, the evidence board is a bit of a like wet sandwich in the world of video games.
I disagree.
You're
We've
like,
already talked about
you're
this.
Like, you're like
yeah.
fully
yeah.
towards.
I very much disagree.
And then maybe the evidence board should be in my list of turkeys. That's fine.
I'm about to put you in my list of turkeys.
My next category is just underwhelming hyped games, and it's going to go to Hogwarts Legacy and Minico's Night Market. Hogwarts Legacy was actually a good game. I just think that both these games, the footprint that they leave after you've finished them is very minuscule. And my excitement for both of them prior to coming out was like through the roof. I think Hogwarts Legacy, it does so many amazing things. So many things really well, and then I think it just was a little too long-winded and did some things. It was a little repetitive near the end, but as far as maybe a potential first step in a Hogwarts Legacy series is like amazing.
I think it's like the Assassin's Creed to Assassin's Creed 2. Where Assassin's Creed like had some interesting ideas, and then 2 just
the
like
world
nailed it all, put together.
The comparison of Assassin's
and I think
Creed
that could
and Hogwarts
be a
Legacy,
very much a
the world of Hogwarts Legacy is insane. I was like constantly impressed by exploring the castle and going through all the grounds and all the outside towns. It was awesome. and all the magical things you did was cool. And the combat was, I like the combat. I don't even know really what I didn't like. I just know that once I finished it, I didn't really think about it again.
Yeah, same.
Which, yeah, it's a weird
which
thing
I don't
to,
necessarily
to describe.
Call Turkey for me, but.
It was mostly just like my excitement for that game was crazy. And yeah. And I don't think it was nominated for any award at the Game Awards.
No.
Minico's Night Market, though, I think I just talked about recently, and that we were all, or at least me and Nathan, were really excited about it. And it.
Yeah. Yeah, you guys were.
Turned out to be pretty okay, but just a little underwhelming and repetitive, and didn't have the aspects of the game that I was expecting. I kind of thought it was going to be, people were like, it's the Stardew Valley for cat people, but you're not making a farm of cats. I mean, you can technically plant cats, but it's not like Stardew Valley. It's more of a life sim adventure game. Collectathon. But yeah, it was good for what it was, but it wasn't what I was expecting, and that also is not going to leave a very strong footprint after I, like, now that I finished it, so, which is a little unfortunate, but I think IGN's 5 out of 10 is kind of brutal, though.
Yeah, that's pretty low. Yeah. Seems like.
Dave, what's your next set?
I'll add a throw a little bit of a audible here. Starfield.
Yeah.
Speaking of another game, this one's not like Redfall and Atomic Hearts that I just, Atomic Hearts especially, where I really hated that one. Redfall, I do hate, but it's not as like blistering as Atomic Hearts, where that main character is insufferable.
Yeah.
Starfield is just kind of boring, and I beat that game.
I wonder if you feel the same way about Starfield as, I mean, we probably feel about Hogwarts Legacy, where it's just.
Yeah, it's just, I played it. I even played a little after I beat it because there was a few things I wanted to see. And I started, like, there was that one quest line where, like, yeah, this is really good. And I started that. But as soon as something more interesting came out, dropped it like a hot rock.
Yeah.
And I've not thought about it since. Yeah, like, I love Skyrim, and I love Oblivion, and I love Morrowind, some of my favorite games of all
Fallout,
time.
Fallout, though?
I like love...
you're not as big
I like
as
Fallout.
Fallout. Yeah.
Not as big as Fallout in general, but I like Fallout 3 a lot, I like Fallout 4.
Yeah.
I like Bethesda, they make some great games, and this one's just a bit of a miss. It's just boring. Like, it's because you travel from planet to planet, but it's through... loading screens it just kills your sense of exploration, and that's like what the best parts of all their games is like going out in the world, it's uninterrupted, you know, like exploring, and like some weird shit happens because of like the AIs going against each other, you know, like in Skyrim you have a giant fighting a group of bandits or something. And,
yeah.
And then weird shit happens.
There's
a
name for that where it's like random events that the AI
creates.
I forget what it is, but
yeah,
it was awesome to experience that.
Like, I was playing Skyrim earlier this year, and then I played it for like 20 some hours on the Steam Deck because that game is just still so good.
Yeah.
And then I played Starfield, and like, it was fine. It's fine.
I'd be curious to see what your Starfield hours versus your Skyrim hours in 2023, how they compare. Probably not.
I mean, definitely more Starfield.
More Starfield, but probably not by a whole lot.
Probably not too much more.
Starfield on a big screen TV and Skyrim on a handheld, and you're just like.
I would take Skyrim on the handheld every day of the week at this point.
Yeah.
Starfield, like, it's not a bad game. I do want to say that. But it's just, there's not a lot of interesting characters. There's still some of the Bethesda magic in there where you can find stuff happening and do some exploring, mm-hmm. but it's a lot more limited. And actually, they have some of their better, like, shooting gameplay that they've had in a long time.
They keep getting better, but
That feels, yeah, like it feel that feels pretty good. And even the there is some outer space like ship combat that you can do, and that actually is pretty interesting. Like they make it a little arcadey or a lot arcadey, but with little sim elements where you can like raise your shields or lower them to like put more energy to your weapons.
That
or,
seemed
or speed
more clunky.
And it actually, it's.
Than,
oh, I thought like, it was fine because you just did it on your control pad.
Yeah,
like, actually, I thought it worked pretty well.
I feel like at some point you just turn off your hyperdrive and you put everything in your guns or your shields. Like it wasn't as strategic or anything.
Oh, look, just... I'm not telling you it's the deepest thing here. Yeah. It's just a little more like involved than I thought it would be.
Yeah,
and I appreciated that. And you can like customize your ships and you know, do whatever. But like the upgrade system is not very good in this game. Like upgrading your character, it was the worst it's ever been, actually, for their games, which is a shame.
It's like a combo of what I loved in RPGs, where it's like the more you do something, the better it gets. Like the Skyrim stuff. Like the more you lockpick, the better you are at lockpicking, and that's how it always should be. Mm-hmm. But this is like you have to. The more you lockpick, the more then you unlock the ability to get better lockpicking. Or something. It's like you have to,
but you don't
like,
actually it's unlock
like,
it.
It's
you
like
have
backwards.
To unlock the unlock.
Yeah, you have to unlock. Yeah.
They really whiffed.
It's so weird. And it's like they've already had a system of upgrades that was better than this. And it's stuff like that that's real dumb. Whose idea was like, you know, we perfected it before. Let's go backwards. Like let's.
Yeah, let's just make this worse. Yeah. But in space.
Yeah. People love space.
Starfield.
I kind of feel like Kyle would love this.
It's
game,
it's
though.
A disappointment
for some
my
reason.
My Kyle, no, yeah. Really, I don't know. He plays a lot of Minecraft lately, which we'll talk about in a little bit.
As a turkey,
he's playing too much Minecraft. Not
I'm about
paying
to I'm about to flip
to
this table.
Duties.
No, it's maybe we won't talk about it. It's like something that is just. I need to accept the fact that I like to watch it.
Is it Minecraft YouTube?
More than I like to play it. No, I like to watch Minecraft more than I like to play it.
Oh,
like when Kyle plays Minecraft, I can watch him play it for hours. I play Minecraft and I don't want to do it.
Have you gone into creative?
Blocky garbage?
Have you gone into creative mode? I guess you're not. You don't want to do creative. Yeah.
Yeah, no.
Amy, I think you're like, up. Europe.
Okay. I'll do a book. I've read two books this year.
Wow.
It's so sad. Jordan Peele's book.
I almost thought about
Kyle
putting
has
I, no, no, I almost thought about putting that too. But I haven't finished it yet.
Me neither. And I don't think I'm gonna.
Yeah.
This is gonna be such an Amy statement, but it like wasn't scary or gruesome enough for me.
Yeah.
And the suspense was not super suspenseful for the most part for me.
Yeah.
And I was just looking for it to be like, I've read books and been terrified.
Okay. I was going to ask you that because I was curious
this,
if that was.
This didn't deliver it. But I also understand that there are people who much prefer that type of horror that's suspenseful and not super gory and gruesome and.
Yeah.
All that, so it's great that it exists for those people, but it's just not my thing.
Yeah, the collection of stories is interesting because I was almost expecting more real life stuff. I guess Jordan Peele's movies aren't really real life, but I feel like they have aspects of it that are. More,
right.
but there's straight up like fantasy stuff and some of these horror stories. So yeah, I fell off, but I probably will finish. But yeah, it was luckily it wasn't something that I was really stoked for. I was just I saw it.
Yeah,
like, that's a cool has cool potential, but
for sure.
Also, I don't know if Jordan Peele is going to become the next Stephen King, where his name's just on every fucking thing, like. Oh, this movie was endorsed by Jordan Peele, so you should watch it because Jordan Peele liked it. I don't know.
I doubt it.
Yeah. My next category is slam dunks that have gone wrong And that goes to the pair of Armored Core 6 and Exo Primal. Two games.
Hey, Armored Core 6 was on my list.
Featuring mechs and the future. One of them features dinosaurs. I think Exo Primal, with dinosaurs and mechs, like, come on. That should have been a lot better than it was. We had fun playing it. I don't know what your reaction to that was. Was it to Exo Primal because you liked Exo Primal, Dave?
I don't think it's a disappointment. I think it's pretty fun.
It's
enough fun for me to not be disappointed.
So what I wanted, and I have a couple games that could fall into this category of just like missed opportunity, basically. I think Exo Primal, to me, when they first showed it off, I was like, okay, that's good running, like Earth Defense Force with dinosaurs, you know? Like, I don't need the weird-ass multiplayer running across the track and racing to the end and stuff like that. I don't need the entire game to be always online. I don't need... Like, I just want to fight a swarm of dinosaurs with my friends and not have to worry about, like, an internet connection and another team that we're playing against or even an AI team that we're playing against. Like, I think in the campaign's real dumb, and the upgrades are real dumb, and I don't know.
I'm honestly not going to argue against any of that. I've had a lot of fun.
We had fun playing it.
Yeah,
I just think that it could have been.
So that's why it doesn't cross that. It's not tricking me. I had a great time.
Yeah,
it was on the Xbox. If it wasn't on Xbox Game Pass, and we had to buy it.
Yeah,
could be a turkey.
Yeah. And then Armored Core 6, in a post Elden Ring world. Buy From Software with mechs, like highly customized mechs. I think that I should have, like, this should have been my game, and I missed all the signs. And everyone's just like, "This isn't Dark Souls mech Souls." And I'm like, "Screw you! Of course it's going to be Mech Souls. I like that's exactly what I want." And it's definitely not anything like Dark Souls. Uh-huh. And I couldn't handle it. Like those like. Mission-based, it was an open world at all. You're constantly suffering chip damage. Like, you can't finesse your way through things, you know? You're always... Everything's shooting, like, teeny tiny bullets that always chip away your health. It was just so frustrating to play and clunky as hell. And it was just...
And you know what's a turkey right now?
And I bought the crap out of that game. And it was just...
Is it Kyle's internet?
Which... It's not just Kyle's internet. It's that I'm using Kyle's internet on my iPad, and I have better internet than he does.
Hey, you guys are coming through just fine for me.
I am so you glad froze it's not the only for a person while, that you froze.
We missed a lot of that.
Okay, cool.
You're like, you had a passion rant right there, and we missed half of it.
Awesome. Well, it's
Amy good. And I just side eye each other, like laughing because we
just
can't hear you.
That it wasn't just me. It's gonna be like, oh god,
it's good. It's
like
good,
I'm in your house, and I.
It's good that you gave me the floor because it was a really passionate. Like I was talking in so passionate that I started hearing the Oscar like music try to play me out, but I was like, no,
it was just your internet.
No, get out of here. Yeah. No, but apparently according to this fancy Riverside, everything's going to be fine because it's all on the internet.
Cool.
Yeah. It's just
great.
It, for those two that are listening to me right now while I record this, it was just not the type of game I was experiencing or like I wanted. And I was just annoyed. I found myself annoyed by the gameplay. Even though it clearly isn't meant to be a Souls game. I just was hoping it would be more Souls-y.
Okay. Yeah.
I'm glad that I didn't pay for it.
I paid the crap out of it.
I gifted it. I was gifted.
Added to the, Dave.
This will be my final one.
Okay.
And it's not having enough money or time, most of the time. Money's an object
Final Fantasy
I can get around 16. To play all the awesome games this year. I've missed out on Final Fantasy 16, Baldur's Gate 3, Dead Space, El Paso Sware, the System Shock
what?
Reboot.
El Paso Sware?
El Paso Elsewhere.
What is that?
I heard Elsewhere.
Well, that's what my time is. It is Asswhere. No, El Paso.
That sounds like a kind El of a Paso weird, like kinky book or something.
Or two. You and your kinky books.
I know. That's all I can think about now. Is it two?
There's more to think about, though.
I don't know.
Tomorrow, I will take a picture of it and send it to you, Buck.
Is there? I don't want a picture of your El Paso asswear.
Yeah, asswear? Yeah, you do. It's my new hot novel.
I'm telling you, it's two cowboys just approaching each other in the desert in very
elaborate
underwear.
What if I told you I read
underwear.
A book about a man and a velociraptor having hot sex?
I would be very much into it.
That's great. Yeah.
You did?
That sounds way more exciting than the Pillow Humper book I read last week.
How did that compare to the Balloon Animal book?
I don't know. What? I haven't finished the Balloon Animals That Fall in Love book yet. Everyone who's listening to this episode is like, what the fuck?
Very
just
confused.
Happened?
This episode turned into a turkey right there. It took a wild turn.
A wild turkey.
It took a wild turkey turn. Nailed it. Me and you were on no, my time. My time and wallet are
that's your turkey.
Sad.
Yeah.
Also, I'm playing some more RPG.
Yeah.
I haven't played a lot of great games, and I'm really sad about that. So, just dumb having to live under capitalism and make money.
Dumb.
For, you know, 8 hours a day, and then being tired and, like, not having time to do stuff. You know, just blech.
Blech.
I'm so glad that didn't freeze. We needed that rant in this episode. That was
hey, I'm telling you my rant. As soon as the episode comes out, I'm going to timestamp my rant and I'm going to shove it down your guys' throats.
Well, good. We can actually hear it then and not just stare at each other awkwardly.
Yeah.
Just put it hoping up my El Paso assware.
Yeah. See, I was thinking one of these days we just start naming the episodes like that, you know, like just what they're like.
I was gonna talk to you about episode stuff after this episode.
Yeah,
but
Dave's quitting the show, Amy.
But yeah,
brace yourself.
No, I'm not quitting the show. I have an idea, but it's not quitting the show.
Okay.
Yeah, it's not a huge thing.
Emmett,
is it my turn?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I called this one. I would have never watched these movies if it wasn't for this fucking podcast.
It almost sounds like you don't like this podcast.
I'm going to give that one to Cocaine Bear.
Oh,
you're so wrong. No. You're a big turkey right now.
Yeah.
And Skinamarink.
I might be able to go down the Skinamarink train with you.
I can absolutely go down the Skinamarink opinion.
Agree on that.
No, you're right on that one. That is a weird fucking movie. It's a thing.
Yeah. It's a vibe, as the kids would say.
But Cocaine Bear.
Is that a thing?
It's definitely some kind of vibe.
I asked the Hubs too earlier. I said, what's a movie that I or we fucking hated this year? And he was like, Cocaine Bear.
Can we can we please also just have the caveat of how you watched that movie? Which I know that
okay, but that doesn't entirely matter because I still watched the fucking movie.
How'd you
in the movie theater in my basement.
Completely legally without a blurred little
in
like,
the Cinemark in my blanket and my
without
blanket,
people
in my
without
basement.
People without people walking across it and the audio and the visuals and yeah
okay so really what that means is I got more of the real experience of seeing it in a theater, so fuck you. And that
you also use coupons too because I don't remember you paying for it either, right? You had like coupons or something.
I did,
yeah.
That doesn't fucking matter, though. It's still hot garbage of a movie to me. I understand you both liked it, and I'm so glad that you both
you're
liked
very
it.
Wrong about that.
I was actually surprised at how much I liked that movie, because I don't think typically that's the type of movie that I would...
I want to put out there, I don't think it's like necessarily a good movie.
What?
It is a fun movie. There are parts of that movie that are not like...
So I feel
great.
Like my,
but, I mean, I my, think it's, I think it's actually decently well made. Some
whole,
of that CGI is not great.
The whole time,
but it's
I was
fun. It's very fun.
I was watching it. I just felt like I was watching a cult classic, which is good and bad in its own way. But it being, I'm assuming, what's her face's first directorial debut. Like, what a cool like movie to have.
Yeah.
Your belt. Elizabeth Banks.
Liz Banks.
Yeah.
Yeah, it just seemed like they had a lot of fun making that movie, which is something that I also can be like, that's cool.
And no, I don't dislike this podcast because I found one of my favorite movies of the year because of this podcast, but we'll talk about that another time. This is movies that we should.
Is it Man on the Train or Woman on the Train?
No, but that movie.
Is it Polite Society?
It's so valid what Lisa said about it.
Yeah.
Because it's just dreadful. It felt miserable the whole time.
And it's like 3 minutes.
Just like, bruh.
I don't even know what this movie is.
If you want a real laugh, like watch people on YouTube reacting to watching it because it's only 4 minutes. So there's people who watch it and they're just like, how fucking creepy is this movie going to be in 4 minutes and 20 seconds? And then by the end, they're like, fuck that guy.
Woman on a Train or Man on a Train?
Man on a Train.
It's Man on a Train. Okay.
It's so gross.
Watching people react.
You just get the ugh.
Yeah. What was your favorite movie of the year?
Terrifier 2.
Oh, what a fun movie.
So I do that diamond painting stuff where you just put like 5 bajillion crystals on something because I can kind of stab something without getting in trouble over and over in my pregnancy rage. And I have an Art the Clown one that's like 16 by 20 inches that I'm like halfway through. And I want to like frame it and put it because it matches our wall kind of.
Art the Clown.
Kyle's like, you are not putting that in our room. We are about to have twin children. Babies. Mm.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, Jax loves clowns now.
Ew.
So really, I mean, I'm not like sitting Jax down like, here, watch this wonderful movie.
Yeah.
But he enjoys the creepy clowns too, which is.
Yeah.
All right. Right. He's got to do
that. Good for mom. Yeah.
So you already talked about Starfield, Dave. Miss Potential Games, Starfield and Bluey the video game. Bluey the video game is interesting to me because
it's cute,
but as a very big fan of the show, it misses the mark as far as just the magic. Like, and that's what the show is. So, like, that's what is disappointing about it. And I feel like I could easily concept a game that is more like faithful to Bluey itself. This is just, it felt like a cash grab because it's a goddamn $40 game for that you can finish in an hour. It is like the price of it is rough. It's whatever. It looks good. In my last category, because Dave, I'm assuming we're all kind of nearing the end. It's just the other ones. And so these are my least favorite book that I read this year, my least favorite movie that I saw. 65 was just the most.
I was going to mention if we need it, because
just thought about that.
As soon as she said Cocaine Bear. For some reason, us watching 65 just popped in my head because she's at podcast, and I was like, I watched that movie with you, and what garbage.
Well, because the same night that we watched, we did our Exoprimal episode, and then we watched 65, and my mind just like, I think I lost years of my life.
Oh, no. Like, Exoprimal was affected by 65.
Was that the horror movie that you two watched?
It's not.
No, 65 is the Adam Driver dinosaur movie.
No, the horror movie was the the alien one.
The alien one? That was a good one. That's a fun one.
That was cool.
It's like, it's weird, but it's better than Skin and Marink because it also has like no dialogue.
Yeah.
But it's a lot more coherent.
I mean, you can't compare Skin and Marink and that movie at all. You can compare.
I'm pretty sure he just
that
did.
Movie. You can compare that movie
I'm absolutely sure I just did.
To A Quiet Place.
No One Will Save You is the name of the alien movie that you should absolutely watch. Yes. It's good. It's good.
But 65, it's Adam Driver, who I can see in an action movie. I'm fine with that. I mean, he's been in some, he's been in a couple okay action movies. But it's got dinosaurs.
Yeah, they're called Star Wars.
Yeah. it's got dinosaurs in it and
barely
sci-fi shooting. It should barely. should be cool. And apparently some people were like, it's basically Dinosaur The Last of Us, sci-fi like Dinosaur The Last of Us. And it's like, okay,
it's not,
I'm here for that. Yep. But and I don't need it to be this art house whatever movie, but it was just completely unforgettable. Granted, I was pretty drunk because Nathan was joining us in the studio.
No, it was completely forgettable, not unforgettable.
Did I say unforgettable?
Mm-hmm. You sure did.
Oh, it was forgettable. Yeah. And then the worst book that I read this year that didn't technically come out this year, but actually I found out that it came out late last year, so it's close, is One by One by Frieda McFadden, which came as a recommendation through a Instagram account where the person said that they just could not put it down. And it was just like this addicting read. The only thing this book has going for it is just that it's really simple and short. And it's about this group of, it's three couples that go on this trip together and their car breaks down. And as they're like hiking to where they need to go, bad stuff starts happening to them. And it's like interstitched with like someone talking and like describing their life. And you find out like that one of them might not be who they say they are. And there's a lot of mystery and intrigue, but it's weird. It's not written particularly well. And while it's not a bad book, it was just by far the worst thing that I've read. So it's kind of stuck out to me and Lisa, who read it too. One by One by Frieda McFadden. There's a couple One by Ones out there if you look it up. So make sure it's that one or not that one.
I'm not going to look it up. Bad pun.
But yeah, any last ones by you guys?
I've been spoiled.
Doesn't matter. So no.
Oh, I thought of one while we were talking. I've been spoiled by Steam sales, so now the like PlayStation end of year and Black Friday sales are garbage.
Really?
Those sales suck ass.
Do we know Steam's going to come out with like your stats for the end of the year? Because that'd be kind of interesting, like how PlayStation.
I would be interested in that. I don't know.
I'm hoping.
I don't think they do, but I don't know for sure.
Yeah. Because this will be our first year. Yeah, their Steam sales are fine.
So good. But, and then the PlayStation sales are so bad.
Yeah. What was your last?
Two.
Does your last game not matter because you've talked about it before?
Yeah. Like 8 times. We're still not friends.
Is there anything else? Anything else you can wring from this well of badness? Does the game looks good though, right? It ran well?
Yeah, it ran fine. It's just, I've never wanted to punch my own character in the face so much. And I'm connected literally to an even more annoying.
Yeah. That was something. Oh, man. What's the name of it? I keep wanting to call it Folklore. I keep wanting to call it Folklore.
Forspoken.
So I was really excited about that game. And then I saw the first trailer for it. And the main character opened their mouth and then her device opened its mouth
or it's whatever awful. It is.
It's like this weird kind of teenager stuck in, not, it's like Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure where they go into like medieval times and they're like, whoa, like is that a version of Bill and Ted? Do they go somewhere weird like that? But yeah,
know, it, oh yeah, it sounds it, Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure. Does. They go back in time because they got to get historical figures. So
yeah, it gives those
bring them back
it gives
to
those
reality,
vibes
so
of like
high school
or just that story in general of kid from a certain time period goes back to a different time period and she's just annoying as hell.
She's also just kind of a fucking asshole.
She's too forespoken.
Like,
shut up. It's half the time I was just like, you're literally, I'm playing you. Yeah. And you're the least likable person in this game.
Ooh.
And then there were just too many people.
Amy, do you have access to Xbox?
I really still want to try this game.
I don't even know if Atomic Heart is still available, but I would love to
watch
your reaction.
Oh, after you raved about it?
I want
10 minutes on this episode?
Maybe you should pull up a video of someone playing it with no commentary just so you can hear the protagonist talk, because if you think the protagonist in Forspoken is bad, you ain't seen nothing yet. This character is insufferable pretty much every time he says anything, but I think that might do it.
After all the good things you just said about that game, I just...
For real.
Let me just buy it right now.
Yeah. No, you don't need to buy it. That's what I'm saying. If you have an Xbox...
Yeah, but like, I don't want to also like YouTube it.
Just YouTube it. Yeah. Waste a few minutes. Do you guys have any recommendations?
It sounds like something I really don't want to do. My ability to get really annoyed nowadays is real good. It's great.
Oh, Amy, recommendations. Say what you just did the other day.
What?
In your game that you've been playing for a long time.
Oh, I platinumed Lies of P and uninstalled it.
Nice.
Within seconds.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
That's the way.
That's how this it goes. How long did it take you to take out that final secret boss? A couple weeks?
I feel like I was working on it for 3 weeks.
Yeah. A boss?
You never had to do that boss in New Game Plus.
No, I just had to do that boss.
It was like a whole other animal.
Yeah. So I chose to beat the game 3 times. Right? 3 times? Yeah, I chose to beat the game 3 times in order to not do that.
Yeah.
So you just beat the game twice, but you...
No, I beat the game 3 times because the first time I played it, I didn't think I was going to platinum it. So I didn't save before the final boss to get the second ending, so I had to play through it 2 more times. But unfortunately, one of those times was the Nameless Puppet in New Game Plus, which was it made me cry.
Yeah, it's rough.
To be honest. Even the hubs, when I told him, I was like, I just platinum in the game. He was like, please tell me you uninstalled it. Because he's a trooper. Because he usually watches me game every time. And he's just like, how many times are we going to try this tonight? Like, I don't know. Or I'd like completely quit at a certain point. And then halfway through what he was doing, I was like, I just want to try it one more time. Yeah. Yes, I did uninstall it already.
And then what did you play afterwards? You said Dreadnought or something? What was the game you started playing afterwards? I thought it was like
Minecraft?
I thought you said you were playing like Dread Minecraft? Something, or I forget what it was. Maybe I misread it.
I want to go back to Dark Souls.
Okay.
That's something I'm probably going to do. And I want to do Minecraft's the Dredge good. DLC.
Pretty you never bad. Talk about Minecraft.
So
did you?
Probably this weekend.
Or you just mentioned that you don't... You like watching, but you don't like playing it.
Yeah. Minecraft? Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Disney Dreamlight Valley, though.
Coming out 1.0.
Still going strong.
There you go.
Almost hit 400 hours.
Jesus Christ.
Okay, Animal Crossing.
Yeah, you're not at my level with Animal Crossing hours yet.
No, and I never will be, because that game looks even worse than Minecraft.
What? Don't say such things.
But on December 5th, the new Disney Dreamlight Valley story comes out.
Is that when 1.0 drops?
Comes out.
I think that's when 1.0 drops, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's cool.
And then Jack comes to the valley, which my son is more excited for than I am at this point.
Mm.
But it should be fun.
Cool. Dave, recommendations before we...
So I was...
I guess you literally just...
I have recently borrowed Dragon Ball Z Kai from some friends of ours.
Really?
And that is a version of Dragon Ball Z where they kind of cut out a lot of the filler, where it's a lot of them going, you know, leveling up and trying to fight this person.
Yeah.
I kind of forgot how really fucking stupid Dragon Ball Z is.
Yeah.
It's real dumb.
Is Dragon Ball Z kind of like...
I'm like...
Is it like Star Trek where there's like just so many different iterations where...
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's like the same storyline continuing on.
Yeah.
But yeah. But you know what? Dragon Ball Z, real fucking stupid. Mm. Real fucking stupid. But I'm enjoying myself immensely watching it. I'm in the Frieza saga right now. So, I mean, not like too far into Dragon Ball Z Kai. But it's actually been a lot of fun rewatching those episodes, especially with a lot of the filler cut out. So I'm having a good time doing that. I think that's...
Nice.
It was Thanksgiving not too long ago, so I got to see family.
We got to eat some turkey.
Well, my family.
Oh, you probably don't eat turkey. Eat, or at least maybe with your family.
Well, my wife. Shout out to my wife. She's a cool lady. I like her a lot.
She's okay.
So... Yeah, better than me than you, maybe. I don't know. Oh, Great British Baking Show, real quick, because you were texting about it earlier, yeah. And I actually didn't get a chance to chime in. I enjoyed the season. It's not as... I don't think some of the bakers are as good as the previous years, but I like them all. And the last baker in the semifinal who was voted off made me sad.
I mean,
it was time for her to go.
No, it wasn't.
But
no,
yeah, it was. No,
you hold on to them tight, and you know that never let them go, because that character is probably the best thing that's happened to that show in the last two or three seasons. To be fair,
I don't know if I would go that far, but I liked her a lot. Doing a bad job.
I think that this season is both full of the most talented bakers, but also full of just like, they're not very interesting. And I think it's because of how they're doing Great British Baking Show, as far as they don't go to their houses anymore. Remember when they did that?
They don't.
Yeah.
Yes. We went back and started watching an earlier season.
You know nothing about them.
And it was like, oh yeah, there are some differences here.
This whole dreadnought thing, you had a typo in one of your messages you sent me, Amy. And you said,
not me.
You said you were playing Dreadnought Valley, and I didn't question it.
Wouldn't that be a game?
I know, and I was like,
yeah, well, that would be really fun.
I should have questioned it as soon as you said it, and I was like, okay, I guess it's not a game.
Any guesses as to what
Dreadnought Valley would be? The only thing that I would really want to talk about, because I haven't finished American Arcadia yet, is Super Mario RPG Remake. Which I thought was really cool.
I see
what you like about it. I still think it's kind of interesting that you think it's your best, your favorite GRPG. I love just how different and weird it is. The pantomiming.
I think that's part of the reason why it's
the
like
pantomiming.
My
the pantomiming is
yes.
so great.
Oh, it's so good. It's a very funny game.
Yeah,
it's humorous.
It's really silly.
Yes.
And I'm wondering if this remake, I don't know how it's doing sales wise. I feel like it's not doing amazing, but it's probably because of Wonder coming out. I saw something in Europe how it dropped like really far, but it's Europe, so who cares? I would love to see just them be like randomly saying the Switch 2 is gonna launch with Super Mario RPG 2 or something crazy like that, because I always love when Nintendo does things weird. But yeah, so that'll do for this episode. Thanks for being on, Amy.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks for us.
I didn't say thank you. Oh, did you say thanks for having us, Dave? Or because I didn't thank you for being.
Did I say
on.
Having us or joining us?
Oh, I don't remember.
That's what I meant to say. Oh, I don't know. No, I probably said thanks for having us.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for hosting us, Jamie.
Yeah, I didn't thank you for being on, Dave. Because I mean, you're just here.
Yeah, I'm usually just kind of here. I'm just skulking around in the garden. You're like, come on, let's find a podcast.
Come on,
fine.
For Kyle, no. For Dave and Amy, this has been Kyle, and this has been
there we go.
Quick shut up. There it was. Shoop,